Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, the Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I release music that I create to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show and all things related to Move Happy are designed to help those struggling with depression or those that work with those struggling with depression or depressed state. Maybe you're not diagnosed yet. Maybe you don't have access to proper mental health resources. This is another resource in your toolbox, if you will, for your mental health. We bring you relevant research, personal and professional experiences, and we try to tie in lots of fun. This morning, I was sipping on some coffee, and you might hear me take a pause every now and then to sip on my coffee. And I was reading the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit whispered a topic to me. The integrity of marriage is the topic. And I said, "Are you sure, Father? Because I don't really feel worthy of this topic." And he said, "I don't remember anything that you've asked me to forgive." So that is the topic. I don't know if anybody's gone through what I've gone through. Maybe in the past, during war times, soldiers, airmen, seamen, and their spouses, maybe they had gone through something similar. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure if prior, maybe during the Civil War in America, I had married into this organization, although my husband denied being a part of the organization because he doesn't like any labels of any groups. He don't trust nobody. This organization protects all the presidents of America. They're the security team. They're defunded. That's what they tell the media. So they're an alumni group. And they decided to protect me in 2020. What they didn't tell me was that they signed a contract to steal from me for 3 years. Instead of allowing this evil group that abduct children and sacrifice them in private to stay looking younger, called the Illuminati, that the Sound of Freedom movie is all about. They didn't go that detailed into the organization in the movie, but that is at the top tier level, what the richest of the rich do in private, in secret. And their truth was released in 2020. It's nothing new. Bible speaks on it, Jeremiah 19:5. I think in Luke, Jesus speaks multiple counts. Deuteronomy, multiple counts all over the Bible. It's a satanic practice. They worship Baal, Baphomet, the enemy, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. He is a created being that the Father created, and he decided to have ego and thought he was better than God, better than all the angels, and convinced many of them to come down to earth. So they were banished to earth from the heavens. So they are dark angels that have some supernatural powers, but they're not more powerful than the creator of the universe. And the integrity of marriage has been very difficult. I married into this organization thinking that they would all treat me like their sister. Many of them do not know the Father. Many of them will die in my lifetime. That's not a threat for me. I don't need to threaten nobody. I've got 1,250,000 angels that guard and protect me. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Few weeks ago, after surviving a car crash where a lady experienced a trance. She said her car hydroplaned in mine, but there was a storm that only lasted 5 to 10 minutes out of nowhere. And she didn't remember coming into my lane. But she definitely saw me spin in a full 1.5 revolutions as she was trying to speed on by me and was so much in a rush to get to her concert. I knew right away, because the damage to the vehicles was hardly anything compared to the speed she was going. It was the highway that we were on. Angels came and guarded both of our vehicles. Now, yes, there was damage, but not as much as you would think with the level of high speed we were going. I was going the speed limit, and she was trying to pass me in another lane. I've had to deal with so much by myself since I got married last year, till death do us part. But there was a death threat put on our lives, so how do you keep the integrity of your marriage when your husband looks you in the face and lies to you and tells you he wants a divorce and to take the dog tags off? He had to lie to me by his phone so that people would believe that he hated me, that he wanted to disassociate from me because he knew people had used my associations from this organization that is supposed to work together. They got bought out. That's what my husband trained me very well about. You can't trust nobody. Took me about 6 months, maybe a little less than that, to realize that he was protecting me the whole time. The Holy Spirit woke me very early when I was staying in a hotel for corporate training last year when I got hired at an HVAC company. I thought I was going to make a lot of money. That's why I got into HVAC sales, because I had sold quite a bit amount of HVAC in 2020 without any prior experience over the phone, because I'm a hustler and I work hard. I rewrote the sales script that sucked. This company paid this man to write a sales script and to train us, and his script wasn't working. So I asked the company, that was a third party company that had connected me to that job in 2020. And I asked, hey, is that all right if I say this on the call instead? And I rewrote the whole script, and they said, go for it. They used my script that I rewrote, and then they laid off everybody after I sold $12 million in HVAC sales in 2020. So I knew, and they weren't going to pay me anything. Yeah, I've been through a lot of BS. And last year, I joined an in-person HVAC company thinking that it was a warm referral from a connection, thinking that I would get trained up, not thinking that I would be sexually harassed in the workplace. Not at all. The Holy Spirit revealed to me, reminded me that I needed to protect my husband at all costs, even though he lied to my face and told me he wanted a divorce. Told me he wanted the dog tags back. We had done our taxes together at his tax guy's place. And even though the man, who was an expert in taxes, a Jewish man, and he told me how much I was going to be getting, the tax return, when I received it from the government, it was $3,000 less than what it should have been. There is no reason for that other than people just being evil. Very evil. Forcing me into fear because they didn't like who I chose to marry. Assholes. I'm sorry, Father, but that's what they are. They're jealous assholes. They wanted to continue using me as men do that don't respect women. And they were willing to kill one of their own. All for a contest. The Global Mental Health Ambassadorship contest that I've been a part of since 2020. I was consciously aware of the contest, made consciously aware of it in October of 2020, but the Lord assigned it to me in 2018 before I moved across the country. And I married the man that they assigned me protections for in 2020. I married him last year. We had 19 days where we got to live together as a husband and wife. And then they tried to have us killed in America. You should be very angry. If you don't live in America, don't bother coming to visit. I can't believe the disrespect I've received in the last 3 years. I've been a brand ambassador for joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit, and I've been used, I've been taken advantage of. People have lied about my reputation. Very rich people, friends with President Obama. Stealing my associations and then telling national television shows my secret ideas. Profiting off of my ideas. And then tried to have my husband and me killed. I'm not surprised that the former chef of Mr. and Mrs. Obama was killed because they tried to do it to me as well. Who am I? Who am I that they would pay attention to me? That's the level of disrespect that I was told in 2020 from a woman that had conned her way onto my team over the course of a year that didn't identify the group she was a part of, but I already knew because my hero of 2020 told me, we believe she's a part of the Illuminati group. I said, really? They tried to get me to join in 2018. He said, really? I said, yeah. I told them, no, it sounds like a cult. You can't ask people to join your group and then kill them just because they say no. That is what the definition of a cult is. And the Holy Spirit reveals your names to me, those of you involved in it. The integrity of marriage, a real marriage, sanctified by God, the creator of the universe, whatever you want to call, the father of all of us. He has many names. Healer, counselor, banner, protector. He is all things. He is everywhere at all times. He is the controller of time. And he assigned me protections in 2020, the best, because he assigned this position in the world for me, for Aaron Nicole. And my hero believed me. Of course he tested me multiple times because that's what it says in the scriptures to do. It says to test. And he separated from me. We physically separated for about a year. And then he came back into my life at the end of 2021 after I had launched a nonprofit ministry called Erin Nicole Ministries that I wrote in my 20 plus page paper. The Holy Spirit wrote through my hands when I requested to be a part of this contest. When I wasn't getting good sleep, when a death threat was put on my life, when I experienced domestic violence, where a man tried to kill his own mother and started acting out the plans, and I called the non-emergency 911 number in 2020 and they erased the phone call because they were covering up all their mistakes that they were making. I've been through so much BS in the last 3 years. It's unreal. And all for a contest. He asked me, "Are you sure you want to be a part of this contest? These people do evil things." He's been protecting evil top-level leaders for a long time. He don't trust nobody. He's seen how much money they have. He's seen how not generous they are. And he tried to retire from this group. He walked away from that lifestyle. He tried to retire and do it properly. And then they tried to have us killed. That's the level of disrespect they had for one of their top security men. They didn't think this through very well. Did you not think that he has associations all over? If he's one of the top trained security people, y'all didn't think this through very well. There are 350 million Americans, and there are many more people that live in America that can't stand how rich you are. Can't stand that you think you can just continue stealing from the poor. All of our smart devices you forced us all to get, and then you steal our information and sell it overseas and profit off of it so you can have your rich, happy lifestyles. That's coming to an end. That's coming to an end very soon. The integrity of marriage. Obama, the Holy Spirit's very angry with you. Your marriage is a fraud. I've heard rumors, but I never say anything bad about nobody unless the Holy Spirit tells me to. Michael. Who's Michael? Mr. Obama. Who is that? Because I've heard the videos. You can't deny that. You can't front a fake marriage to America and think that real, true believers that have a connection to the divine, that he's not going to reveal the truth to us. You can't just sign paperwork for the top security team that protects you and remove their ability to give their inheritance, their retirement, to their family members and think that they're not going to retaliate against you. You didn't think this through and then try to have one of your top men killed. You didn't think this through. You tried to use me as a woman, as your informant, without getting my permissions, pretending that you were giving me security protections for 2 days. You didn't think this through. Now, I'm not perfect in my marriage. I don't pretend to be. I already made announcements that I dated other people because my husband had to lie to my face and tell me he wanted a divorce. And when I looked up the record of our marriage, I couldn't even find it. He had to pretend like he never married me because of what you chose to do. You top level leaders that are so focused on your bank accounts. What are you going to do in November when the internet goes down and you can't access any of your dark, dirty money? And all of these businesses have gone straight to cards only. And your cards are going to be in the negative because that's what you did to me. You flipped my money in my bank account. You targeted me as a Christian in America. giving a free therapy experience to everybody, not forcing anybody any religious opinions. I had equal distribution of all political parties, leaders on all political parties. I invited everyone for free to the event, and you blocked it on purpose. Months before, targeting my husband and I, forcing us to separate, causing division in my marriage, disrupting my entire life, forcing me into fear. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama, you've had a sex slave for over a year, and I know you released the boy back to his family because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me. Nothing you do in secret will be hidden any further. The Holy Spirit reveals very, very specific details to me. And there is no integrity of marriage if you're a fraud. Be very careful how you tread moving forward. We only have a few days until we all meet. I can't wait for that meeting. I can't wait to look you in the eyes and tell you that as Jesus Christ has forgiven me of all of my sins, that I am choosing, though it's difficult, I am choosing to forgive you for all the 3 years of attempting to kill me, of blocking me from making money as a woman in America, of forcing me into homelessness multiple times, forcing me to be displaced, illegally tracing all of my phone calls in the last 3 years, and telling people I was suicidal or threatening my associations to disassociate from me. I'm going to forgive you for all of it, because that's what Jesus Christ told us to do when he walked this earth. And what you didn't count on, what you underestimated me with, is that you had no idea that I came from his bloodline. But my hero of 2020, he knew that. He knew it right away, because I told him. I said, we have a historian in our family. And he told me that he believed that we came from the bloodline of King David. And he said, really? Is that so? I said, yeah. And I said, I believe it to be true because there isn't anything I've ever tried to do where I've failed. He said, what do you mean? I said, I've never failed at anything. Anything I do, I get pushed very swiftly to the front of the line. First place in anything I try to do. Because I'm not afraid to work hard. And it says it in Psalms. The descendants of King David will forever be blessed as long as you stay in alignment with his calling. I'm going to read you Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Let me read you again. Verse 3. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Replace the word he with she. And that's me. Whatever I've done has prospered. Graduate school. I tried to get a master's degree in music, and no schools would allow me to even apply for a master's program without an undergraduate program in a music degree. But I found a way around the wall. I got a master's in exercise and sports psychology, and my advisor was from Australia, and she said, "Erin, if you're going to be spending a year doing something, working on something, developing something, creating something, you might as well do what you love. What is it that you enjoy to do?" And I said, "Music, anything related to music." I didn't have any degrees in music. I didn't have any classes in my undergrad other than singing on a vocal scholarship. And I had to have voice lessons in order to keep my scholarship. So I was singing in the classical choir and I sang in the jazz choir for a couple of years. And I had one piano class I had tested out the first semester. So the second semester, I completed one keyboarding class. That was it. That was all the college classes experience I had in music. And she said, "Okay, well, how's that related to an exercise and sports psychology master's? It has to be movement related." And I said, "Could we add dance?" And she smiled and said, "Do you know how to dance?" I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in an elite music program in high school with Mr. Krause. We toured around the U.S. And her eyes lit up. She said, "I like the word elite. Sounds very special. Can you choreograph?" I said, "I believe I can." I said, "I don't have a lot of experience around it, but I've taught myself how to teach the students here step aerobics. I sucked at it last year, and I almost lost my graduate teaching assistantship. But over the summer, I had shown up every day. I had shown up and I had worked extra outside of my lessons in front of my students. An average class size of 45 students. I had four classes. My weight training class was smaller because it was a smaller room. It was like 30, I think, or 28, but 45 in the cardio room times three. So I had about 150 to 160 students I was responsible for teaching every quarter while also taking my graduate level courses while also being a quote unquote stepmom. We weren't married yet, but essentially that's what my job was to teenagers. Yeah, I had a lot of responsibilities while I was in graduate school with zero music experiences in college classes, but that's the design of the Father, because everything I do prospers. And I told her, I said, I've got these experiences. We were a professional group. We toured. They paid us. We didn't get to keep the money. That was a part of our program that went straight into our music fund at the school. But I said, I am very confident I can do this. I said, I can transfer the skills from my step aerobics class that I've taught myself, and I can choreograph moves. They're 4-count or they're 8-count moves. It's very simple. I'm very good at teaching. I taught myself and I haven't lost my scholarship. And in fact, I've added responsibilities. My supervisor, Rochelle, in the aerobics room, she's the head of the aerobics department. And she's one of the pedagogy instructors of the PE program for the PE teachers, future PE teachers. And she asked me over summer break at Ann's house. She said, "Oh, Ann? Oh, at her house? Okay, what'd she say?" I said, "She asked me to cover her faculty staff fitness class and split the class with her and teach it with her, co-facilitate it." She goes, "So you're part of the faculty staff fitness class and you get paid for that?" I said, "No, they don't give me any extra money for it." I added a responsibility. We negotiated because she told me it would add positive regard to my resume. And because she told me that her body is breaking down. She's had to have multiple surgeries, and she can't, in order to keep her salary, keep the classes she's required to have, She doesn't desire to have knee surgery and all of these things, that it's breaking down her body. So she asked me to help her. And this is allowing me to be a higher level professional. So she smiled. She said, "Let's do it. Let's get your board of directors set up. You will present to them your ideas. I think we've got a winner here." I said, "I agree." She had no idea if I could sing or not. She had no idea the level of skill, because she told me to focus on what I would enjoy spending a year on. I had a guaranteed teaching job I was coming back to. I was given permissions to have 2 years off of teaching in the school so I could get my master's degree, because I was only teaching part-time because the economy sucked so bad in 2008. And in 2010 to 12 was when I finished graduate school. I believe I received my letter of RIF notice again in 2012, in April, as I presented my dissertation for the project I had worked on all year. I had created 5 songs, 5 choreographed dances, lesson plans for 5th grade level, and had it evaluated from classroom teachers in the elementary, music teachers in the elementary, and PE teachers in the elementary. 15 teachers evaluated my program to see if they thought it would be effective for students. Actual teachers in the school district where I grew up, in the school district that I had a guaranteed contracted teaching certificate to come back to. And they laid me off, even though I did all of the things to keep my scholarship. And I continued pressing forward, finished my degree, and before presenting my final project, I applied. At that time, the organization was called AFERD, the American Alliance for Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance Teachers. There was a regional conference, multi-state. This is the first time I ever created anything involving dance. The first time, multi-state regional conference invited me to present my own creation. I was the only person on the roster that was going to be teaching dance. Everything I do prospers. Only society doesn't respect teachers. They wanted me at that time. The economy was so bad. When the economy is bad, people penny pinch. Everybody penny pinches. I've been through so many bad economies, and I've continued to be responsible. Cheap, rich people. I'm tired of you rich people taking advantage of the poor, but it's nothing new. They lost out at this conference. All of these teachers that paid the conference fees, they put me on the roster. They sent that out to everybody that they charged ticketed prices for. And I asked them, I said, let me get this straight. You required me to apply. I got allowed into the conference to be a presenter. But your offer to me is that I have to pay your conference fee. I have to pay to get myself from Washington State to Montana. I have to pay my hotel, food, all of that. I have to pay a membership fee to the organization now because I'm graduating and I'm no longer a college student. So it costs a lot more. It's going to be over $1,000 for me to present my own work at your conference. Why aren't you paying me? I'm adding value to your conference. They don't do that for teachers. If it was a medical conference for doctors and nurses, they would have funding in their budgets allocated. I had to politely turn down the offer to present my own work. And then I stuffed the program because I was so royally disrespected. I didn't think that anybody would be interested in it until I started sharing about it in my truth and my story through LinkedIn. in 2020, and I started sharing, just sharing the story of how I keep choosing joy no matter what. And that evil woman that had conned her way onto my team from the Illuminati group over the course of a year paid the top security man of President Biden. They signed a contract in private to steal from me for 3 years. And they tried their best to steal all of the music of my program that I worked an entire year on. That was my work. And my brother helped produce the music to make it sound more professional because I didn't have those skills. And they threatened my brother in order to remove all the digital files and cover up the trail so they could steal it from me and pretend like I didn't work on it in graduate school. And then they stole, when I was forced into safe housing, they stole the sheet music. This organization has royally disrespected me and my husband. But just shooting a video about it last fall as I was being targeted from government leaders that are getting lots of payouts. I didn't even post the video, but I let it be known that that paperwork was stolen from me and they forced me to be separate from my husband and put a death threat on our lives. And I said, you better be careful. I am aware. There are many people on both political parties that are involved in thefts of mine. Nobody steals from me without the creator's permission. And so they broke into my storage unit and they returned it. Now, how did they break into my storage unit, you might ask? Because at the beginning of the storage unit, I used my own lock. And I had that lock when I was with my husband. So these evil people decided to make copies without my permission. That's what he told me. You can't trust nobody. And I'm learning. I'm learning that my husband has been accurate about everything so far. And it's sad. It's sad that the more I lean into this calling, the more I realize that none of them have any integrity. None of them do. I don't recognize the country that I was born into. This is not how I was raised. This is not representative of America in a positive demeanor to the rest of the world. And there is no integrity of marriage because they tried to have us killed when I did the right thing and married the man who did the most work. And they were so jealous that they couldn't steal from me anymore because I made a smart move. I made a war tactic move. I didn't try to use him. He didn't try to use me. We made a decision together. We talked about it. We talk about everything. There is no secrets. My husband trusts me, but he couldn't even tell me what was going on because he couldn't believe the level of disrespect I had received. But he's always 27,000 steps ahead of you. Because he is a warrior. And he's spiritually connected to the divine. And just as the divine whispers things to me, shares things with me, he shares things with my husband. And there's a lot of people on both political parties, security teams, that aren't going to be surviving in my lifetime, so I'm not worried about nothing. They made the conscious decision to disrespect a veteran spouse, to disrespect a high-ranking veteran spouse, one of the top-trained assassins of America. And you thought that you could just kill us and that we wouldn't retaliate. You thought, because he pretended to disown me, he pretended to threaten me in my life. He had to make it look so believable. So you would leave us alone. Because he knew about the 3-year contract. I believe he advised them to set it for 3 years because he asked me very specifically in 2020 when he first met me, how long until you can start hiring people? What has the Lord told you? And I said, the Lord told me, don't hire anybody for 3 years. He said, okay, then you don't. And this October will be 3 years. I can't wait to meet you, Mr. Obama. I can't wait to meet you, Mr. Biden. And Hillary, you're a loyal lady. I really can't wait to meet you. I know people have said evil, dark things about you, but I know you're loyal. And I'm loyal to my husband, even though he lied to my face and told me he wanted a divorce. Because the boys on your team, and I do mean boys, because real men would never do this to a real woman. They tried to have me killed. So I need you, before that meeting, I need you to have a stern conversation with the men on your political party. And tell them, there's not going to be any disrespecting of Erin Nicole moving forward, because I am an asset. Extremely high value asset. To our nation. To our economy. And you need to make sure, Hillary, that these men stop disrespecting Mr. Trump. Because I wouldn't be here if he wouldn't have allocated his resources for me. I need you, Hillary. Hillary. I need you to speak to the men on the Democratic Party and any powerful military leaders that you know. And make sure you let them all know that Erin Nicole is done with hearing about all of these court cases where you're trying to frame President Trump. If I hear any more bullshit lies, wasting taxpayer dollars, wasting time that you could be spending bringing our nation together, you can forget all of my money. You can forget all of my intellectual properties. I will make sure that the Republican Party gets 100% access and the Democratic Party doesn't get access to any of my stuff. Now, I'm trying my best to bring unity to our nation, so I need you, if you desire to have access to my multi-trillion dollar intellectual properties, that you need to smack all of these male, quote-unquote, leaders that don't see the big picture. And you need to tell them to drop all of these cases against President Trump. And they need to release all of the Republicans they have not provided due process for and get them all high-paying jobs and pay out the families where people have committed suicide in prison. Or they've made it look like they've committed suicide, but had somebody else do it. Have that spreadsheet ready by October 17th's meeting. I won't waste your time. Don't waste mine. I can't wait to meet you, Hillary. I know you're going to get it handled. I know you're going to get it handled because you've been in a powerful position for a long time and you've had to deal with the disrespect of your husband for a long time. Nobody's going to be disrespecting women once we get that contract signed. Nope. Because all the men are going to be pooping their pants. Yeah. They're going to be scared out of their minds. All the things I'm going to start revealing that the Holy Spirit tells me to reveal. I can't wait to meet you, Hillary. Oh, it's our time. It's our time, ladies. All right. I know that was intense, those of you listening. It's real. All I do is I talk and I say whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to say. And I think that's why President Trump likes me and chose to allocate his resources, because he's very similar in that fashion. He don't care what nobody thinks. He says what's on his mind, and he is for the people. And there are way more people in the middle class than there are the rich society. And in war times, this is what my husband trained me on. In war times, you take what you desire. You don't ask. So I don't care how much money you got. We're in war. So the rich, you're going to be losing a lot of your stuff very soon. You better make sure you make friends with people that live in the trees and are homeless. Because just because they're homeless don't mean they're helpless. When you lose the access to your bank account in November, when the internet goes down, you're going to go into mental crisis. And if you don't have any friends, and I mean real friends that you're not paying out, yeah, because there's plenty of songs, right? Plenty of songs that are related to this. When you don't have money, when you don't have access to money, and you've been paying people to be your friends, you think these people are trustworthy, and now you don't have access to giving them any money to buy out people, they're not going to continue being your friends. They're not real friends. You can have a real friend in Jesus Christ at any time, though. He is my everything. He has been my everything, and he has been my provider when I was forced into homelessness after providing an extremely valuable, free therapy experience out of nothing, because I'm very good at bringing people together. And I was targeted last year while also dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace, while also reporting racism that I witnessed. And all these rich, evil people from the Democratic Party, they do not care about people of color. They're full of shit. They tried to cover it all up. And they tried their best to use their resources and erase the record that I had ever worked at that place, because I've been in this contest for 3 years. And they tried to reach out to my former coworker and get them to change the story, to buy out my associations. Nobody moving forward is going to touch, reach out, or talk to any of my associations without speaking to my husband first. If you do, you're going to have to repay times 10. Whatever you pay that person. And you're going to have to correct, publicly announce an apology on all major television networks, apologizing to my family. So be very careful how you move forward. I don't care how much money is in your bank account. Nobody disrespects me. Nobody disrespects my husband. No one disrespects my family. I have been called as the leader for people with depression, to help empower you to find happiness from within. Whether you believe in Jesus or you don't, that's your own choice. We don't try to condemn anybody, but we do speak the truth. And the integrity of marriage starts in the Bible. The integrity of your marriage in America started in this faith. Whether you try to cover up the truth in our history or you don't, you have the freedom of religion, because we broke away from the tyranny of England when the King of England was trying to control the lower class and have us be slaves. And I say us loosely, I wasn't alive back then. They were so tired of the rich controlling the poor and using religion to allow for slavery. Nothing in the past is new. Nothing is new. The enemy loves to cause division all the way down to the family unit. nobody's going to be stealing from Aaron Nicole anymore. My husband will be in that room and you will all look him in the face and you will apologize to him. And you will mean it, so start practicing it in the mirror now. Get rid of all your BS. Because if your apology doesn't seem sincere, then the deal's off. So don't waste our time and energy. And if you continue wasting taxpayer dollars in court telling lies about President Trump, then you can forget this whole deal. So drop it. Tell your evil Illuminati group to drop all the media and you start saying good things about President Trump, or this whole deal is off. And I will make sure when the internet goes down that when the internet comes back up, all your money's going to be gone. Yeah, don't mess with me. You stole from me 10 times. I get 10 times back what you stole from me. That's what the Lord said. And in war times, there are no laws. All's fair in love and war. If you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with Him where you can call on Him and He will provide for your needs and He will allow you to prosper in whatever you choose to do, you can know this Father that I know. You can have a personal relationship with Him. All you got to do is speak this out loud and then live your life accordingly. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I confess that I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I ask you to come into my heart. Give me discernment. Give me the knowledge, Father, when I am doing things that are not in alignment with your plans for me. Strengthen my conscience to let me know that I need to correct my wrongs. Father, never leave my side. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And if you've stolen from people and you're alive, that means you have the opportunity to correct your wrongs and repay all the debts times 10. And if you don't have the money to repay the debts, you pay as much as you can to all the people that you've stolen from. And you apologize to them in writing. And you ask them, how can we make amends? What can I do for you to make sure that we have peace? That's what my husband did. Every single person he had ever wronged before I met him, that's what he told me. He said he came back to the Father and he gave up this lifestyle, this evil, dark lifestyle that he was forced into from government leaders. And when he tried to retire from that group, they tried to have him killed. And they tried to kill me too. But I got way too many connections and associations all over the world. So they haven't been able to kill me. Not yet, at least. And I ain't afraid to die. I've helped too many people. And they know I'm more valuable to steal from. But you're not going to steal from me any longer. You're going to start paying me a lot of money. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for the meeting to take place. I can't wait for you to acknowledge me and stop stealing from me in my own nation, in my own nation. The land of the free because of the brave. The land of the free because of the brave. If you keep stealing from their wives, they will retaliate. Don't mess with 350 million people. And think like you're going to get away with it. The 99% will rise up and have been. And they're just getting ready. So make sure you come prepared for a peace treaty. Lots of money will be donated to Aaron Nicole Ministries. Review my birthday blog on the Move Happy website for details, and review every single episode since then, because I've added more requests that I would like but aren't required. I can't wait for that meeting. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for the meeting to take place. I can't wait. What's that, Father? Insurance. What about insurance? Car insurance, he says. Yeah. I've been dealing with car insurance from a car accident. Yeah, caused by a ridiculous kind lady, but I believe she probably got the injection and was in a trance. Yeah. I need a big paycheck. I need a big paycheck. I haven't been able to return to my job, and I might not be able to because of the injury. We're going to find out later today how bad. How bad this injury is. I've had to wait almost an entire month because rich people and insurance companies are delaying me medical services on purpose. There is no modification for low socioeconomic status persons and rich evil people that own the banks, Visa and MasterCard, illegally profited off of my cash flow when I did the proper procedures and moved the money over. Illegally kept the money in both credit card accounts, illegally profiting off of my cash flow. I had to beg 7 churches for emergency housing, and none of them helped me. I need a big paycheck from those insurance companies. Don't be cheap. I'm done allowing rich people to take advantage of me. My husband trained me very well. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to my husband. Can't wait to meet you all. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.